Our next guest is David Noble. He's the general manager of football at the Adelaide Football Club. Last night, first time in the club's history, they had two first-round picks, and he joined us now to talk to us about them. David, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Bix. G'day, Roy.
How are you, Dave? Let's start with Wayne Miller. Wowee, I'm wrapped with him. He is a gun.
Yeah, no, wrapped. You know, obviously, where we can, we've always said, you know, we'd love to take local talent, and it worked out perfectly for us last night, even with the, you know, the extra bidding and the system the way that it was, that it was a perfect result for us, and got the family to Enzo's last night for tea, and yeah, celebrated well.
Okay, Miller, how do we pronounce it?
No, Miller.
Yes,
that is correct.
Interestingly, a couple of clubs come out today and said they had him rated as highly as four, so you'd be rapt that he got through to you guys. And where exactly do you see him playing? Because I think initially people think, oh, half-forward flanker, maybe small forward, but I think you would hope in time he's going to turn out to be a really good midfielder.
Yeah, that's right, Bix. I think that's exactly where we see him, you know, the capacity for him to finish his work around goal, or probably where he'll start, there's no doubt. You know, we've seen the poise and the capacity for him to deliver in big games has been terrific, but yeah, we certainly see him being able to project his career up in the midfield, whether it's, you know, running wingman, actually in the centre bounce. We just think, again, that versatility, good user, great decision maker, you know, his agility is elite, so he's got no capacity, undoubtedly, to go in the midfield.
Now, we were a bit spoilt last year because pick 14, Jake Lever, ended up going on and playing a fair bit of footy at AFL level. Do you see Wayne doing the same next year?
Look, it's always the, you know, the million-dollar question, isn't it? How much are they going to be able to generate as far as improving their strength, their fitness? You know, I think nowadays we're really conscious of making sure that the guys come in under a controlled program. He'll go through his screening in the next sort of 24 hours, and we'll get him underway. We certainly don't have any restriction in that capacity. If he happens to be able to be good enough and put some good form on the board, then yeah, we'd love to see him at AFL level.
And Tom Dodé, not a lot of us knew about him. He was pick 17. What was your pick 13 that slid to 17? Was he a pick for needs at 17, or the best talent available in your eyes?
No, we still follow that pick of talent, you know, Rowie in that capacity. I think, you know, Tom's, you know, progress was quite fast this year, and we saw understood the story behind not doing the pre-season the year before. He was slightly injured this year. His upside was enormous, and what he delivered off a short base. But a very determined young man. Don't worry, he's got lots of talent and super competitive, and we just believe that, you know, as you work through your water, as we've always done, that he was the next best available talent.
So we've heard halfback flanker, looked at some of his numbers through the national championship, only averaged the eight possessions in that championship. Do you think that he's going to stay in that part of the ground, or do you have grander designs for him, maybe moving up into the midfield?
Yeah, no, possibly being able to move in the midfield. I think his tank will allow him to do that. We know that the guys that come from basketball toothpicks are, you have great decision-making capacity, you know, and their capacity to move up and play through different parts of the game. And we've got a really strong history of being able to develop those guys to elite level, you know, Ricky Henderson and Josh Jenkins. So we're confident that our development program is going to allow Tom to develop the player that we believe he can be.
Just looking at the list, you've got a lot of blokes who are a similar size to Tom. And even if you look at Jake Kelly, they're almost identical in size and weight and play in a similar position. Are you, did you worry about that at all? I know that he was the next available best talent, but do you think, well, we've got a lot of that style of player, even on the back of Seedsman and Hampton?
No, we didn't. The way that the game's now constructed and played, is guys that, you know, less rotations, so more capacity to roll through various positions. You know, those guys that are in that 187 to 190 range, or 185 to 190 range, is certainly where the game's heading. You know, we know Pikey's keen on being able to develop, you know, versatility, guys that have got a combination of skill, speed, you know, good decision-making. You know, we know that that's going to be the facet and the foundation of our game. So ultimately, you know, when injuries come in, we just love internal competition, and I think that's what we're going to be able to generate.
What's the fascination with basketballers, and do you think we'd beat the 36ers?
Give it a crack, Roy. I reckon we've got a few guys in there. No, I don't think there's necessarily a fascination. I think with the research that we've done, and what we've been able to, you know, develop and put on the paddock, they seem to have this concept of offense-defense transition, and it seems to work really well with the way that the AFL game is played and the speed of which it's played. So I think importantly, though, it's the ones that are working the best are the ones that have had prior football experience. So it's not just about, you know, the basketballers. I think they've had that blend of a number of other sports that have come through as juniors, and that just seems to be able to help them when they get to the AFL point.
The other area, I reckon, one from an outsider's point of view, key forward depth I'm a little bit worried about. You went for Harrison Himmelberg, but got matched by the GWS, part of their academy. We know that they take 3 or 4 years. Is Taylor Walker's replacement, is he at the club already, or is he still to come?
Yeah, good question, Vix. You know, we're not sure, probably, you know, where we're at with that particular part of that build. I mean, it's certainly that focus that we believe we've done, the speed, you know, the midfield, the depth, you know, that versatility group, and probably now working through where that next transition comes through. You know, Harry Deer, he's certainly got some capacity to play forward. You know, he's a big, strong, competitive brute of a lad. Only had his first year. You know, McGovern's another one that's in that bracket. So, I mean, our guys aren't heading to that older part of their career just yet, and we've certainly got some time to plan for it. But I think you're right. I think the key position transition, the tools over the next probably 2 or 3 years will be where our focus is probably going to lend itself to.
Nobes, a question from our listeners. We had a number on our Twitter account and on the text messages. Why did you need to use pick 13 on Tom? Now, I know it slid to 17, but it was your pick 13 when most people had him between 30 to 40.
Oh, it's where we rated him, Roy. You know, it's as simple as that. The difficulty when you're looking at where and why, the fascination is that our guys are able to spend full time go and assess, pull the player apart, look at where the whole combination of talent is across the country, and that's where he landed. We believe that that's where he was positioned, and we didn't have another pick after that, and that's where he was rated, and we were up to get him.
I guess it gives an opportunity now with the Patrick Dangerfield deal. It basically works out pick 50 plus Patrick. You ended up with Wayne Miller, Menzel and Gore. So you're pretty happy with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think early on, you know, we've always, you know, I don't want to sort of go back and bore you, but we have sort of said, you know, it's the net result, and your recruiting has to work hand in hand with your list management, and the capacity for us to be able to bring, you know, some talent in like Wayne, be able to bring Dean back home, and we understand where, you know, he was positioned last year, and we rated him really highly. You know, and be able to bring Troy in. I mean, I was extremely pleased with what we've done over that the period of the trade, and now sort of the culmination of that draft component yesterday sort of finishes off what we've done in the last sort of, I guess, 2 or 3 months worth of work.
And the Geelong factor didn't scare you either. Tommy's a Geelong boy. Oh, boy!
No, it never has, Roy.
Excellent.
Mean, I mean, we've got nearly 40%, you know, SA guys on our list, you know, so, you know, the majority is made up. We're a national competition, you know, we could fill it up, but I think we have a duty to our members to bring in the best talent, and we have a duty to make sure that our programs, our welfare, our development develops those guys to the best of their capacity. So that's what we'll back ourselves in to do.
Two guns with a lot of versatility, fantastic. Just quickly, Nobes, how do you think the draft went? Any constructive criticism? Because I tell you what, I got fatigued and bored at about quarter to nine.
I felt sorry for the media. You know, they had to hang around for a long period of time. There was no doubt there was some issues, you know, with the timing of it all. I think they'll adjust it and make it a bit slicker as they move forward. They'll certainly get some feedback from us as to where we think they could improve it. You know, it's a new point system scale that we've gone to from an older, you know, rounds perspective as far as the draft. So they'll have to tweak it and make it better, there's no doubt.
And you were on the steering committee, which worked out the academy picks and all that sort of stuff. You were comfortable with how that all played out?
Yeah, I think the easiest way, Bix, is if you understand it now as a purely as a draft of point value. I mean, they could almost take out the rounds now and just have pick one to wherever it finishes, and it'd be so much a simpler way to understand the point scale rather than sort of by the rounds. But if we now consider it as a points-based system, it's far easier to get your head around than it is the old, you know, the old-fashioned way with just the rounds and then the trading. But it's just points. It's purely points equation. And if you can understand that, then I think you're sort of pretty much halfway there to getting it all.
Oh, I've got to sneak this one in, Nobes. The AFL, they hang the Talia brothers out to dry. Where do you sit on it? You're the footy manager for our club. They burn him.
Yeah, look, we understand the findings, but, you know, emphatically they've been cleared and, you know, we understand that, you know, it's a bit of banter has probably put, you know, Kyle in an awkward position as it has the Bulldogs, but, you know, we understand that Daniel's been clear, you know, emphatically of any wrongdoing, and that's what the basis, in the end, that's what it should have just been, which it is.
Correct. Well, David, thanks for chatting with us again. You've been great with us throughout the trading and now the draft period, and we look forward to following the progress of Wayne and Tom throughout the year.
Thanks, guys. And just from a club perspective, our thoughts are with the people just involved in those bushfires too. We hope everyone's, you know, is safe up there.
Well said, David Noble there, wrapped with what they've got. And we've been all over that bushfire. We'll have CES reports. We've had police reports with roadblocks. Our news director, Matty Pantelis, is out there reporting in. So stay with us. We'll be all over it throughout the course of the sports show.
Just on the draft, it was meant to be a bit of razzle-dazzle last night. Didn't quite reach the heights, I didn't think, you know, with Gill and, you know, the spectators.
Oh, it was a Frosby flop.
Yeah. So just thinking where it might go from here. I've got an idea that might make it bigger and
better. Well, we
might
come back with that. Okay. We'll stay with it, Bix. You give it a little bit more thought. You don't want to go, don't want you going off half-cocked.
Okay.
David Noble, our guest.